I'm going to sing a song, we call it the Broody Song. And down in Newfoundland, where I came from, we got an island that we call St. Pierre on Miquelon. I think it's about 15 miles from the nearest port in Newfoundland, and it's about 100 miles from Harbor Buffett, where I live. And you could get rum and cigarettes there pretty cheap with a French colony. And if we could smuggle in this liquor and those cigarettes, what would I say, in about quarter the price we pay for them in Newfoundland. And some people made quite a bit of money at it. And there was fellows, we called them smugglers, that they had it for a trade. And so this song I'm going to sing is about a little boat, two men in it with sails on her, and they went to some pier for a load of rum. Well, the song will tell you what happened to those two guys on their lovely trip to some pier. Come, my dear Newfoundlanders, I'll sing for you a song. I'll promise if you will attend, I want to lay you along. It's off to men from Broly, wanted to have some fun. They went up to St. Peter's to bring down a load of rum. The day had been a fine one, and the sun was shining bright. And those two men from Broly arrived there just at night. They took on board a heavy stock, and then the wind veered down. They then set sail for Broly, leaving St. Peter's town. The wind did last us to St. Lawrence, and the sky looked kind of black. Our skipper said, now we'll go in where we can get a nap. We just anchored round a pint of the beach and put a line ashore. Our skipper said, now we can sleep while the wind and the sea do roar. That night the storm kept raging, but we come through all right. And when the water smoothed down again, we put her out. Oh, late up in that even, and the sky looked kind of clear. But very shortly after, the wind began to veer. The wind veered off about no-no-west, and the sky filled thick with snow. And now the storm is raging, and now where will we go? Let's pray to the Almighty and the Holy Mother too. Likewise, our blessed Savior, he died for me and you. We must give up and pray to God, our skipper, he did say. For we can't live no longer, for this is our last day. They taught on friends and loved ones whom they had left on shore, and took each other by the hand to part forevermore. No, who can tell the feeling of those two Broly men? Tossed on the stormy ocean, nothing to comfort them. The ocean was like snowdrift while wind and frost was on. One said unto the other, our time it won't be long. They drifted before wind and sea all that long cruel night. And when the daylight cleared away, their friends are stranded sight. But very shortly after, a vessel hove in sight. The captain's name was Harvey, out that long winter's night. when Harvey saw them come, and he called all hands on deck, saying, come and look the windward and see that little Jack. Have we no means of saving them, he said unto his crew. Get ropes and lifeboats ready, and we'll see what we can do. The men got near that vessel, hailing with all their might, crying, save us, Captain, save us, do try and save our lives. There was no time for talk, and he told them what to do. Just run around our quarter, and then he hurried to. In shelter of the vessel drifted this little Jack. When they got hold of those two men, and they dragged them in on deck, and took them to the cabin where they were treated kind, and placed them by a hard coal fire, and they gave them boiled Clark wine. Now Harvey, he gave orders, and to his men did say, the wind is on a drop, my boy, so get her underway. Go trim your canvas by the wind, and then we'll reach her down. And on the following even, and we arrived at Marystown. No, telegrams were soon dispatched unto their friends and wives. They said that Harvey picked them up, and he saved their precious lives. Theirselves they'll tell the story on some cold winter night, in praise of Captain Harvey, who saved their precious lives. It was the hand of Providence that brought him in this bay. He saved those men from Bruley all for a longer day. They thought their time was come to go, their friends will see no more. And now they're safely landed once more on Bruley shore. Before the die do finish for Harvey, I must say, may the great God protect him while sailing on the sea, and grant him all the pleasure in every port he'll find, for saving those two Bruley men, and he acted very kind. Come, all ye men from Bruley, I'll have ye to be aware, don't you go to St. Peter's till the springtime of the year. While winter storms are raging, I'm afraid you'll get a fright, and Harvey won't be always there waiting to save your life.